One of the beautiful things about poetry, to me anyway, is the fact that it can make use of so many materials, discoveries, accidents, happenings, and things which are just lying around in our culture. I think it's one of the beautiful things that poetry accomplishes today. That is, it calls attention to the underside of the American soul and sometimes converts it into poetry. I've always been rather interested in accidental poetry, found poetry, and I thought I'd start the reading this evening by reading a few horrendous examples of found poetry from a book that I put together with Robert Peters from the University of California at Irvine 2 or 3 years ago, called Pioneers of Modern Poetry. We were having fun looking for non-poetry, which in a way resembled many of the currents or tendencies in contemporary poetry. And we came up with some that I think are pretty good. The material in every case here is not invented by either Bob Peters or by myself. We discovered it. The poems I'm going to read to you, I personally was responsible for the selection, the editing, the elisions, and the like that went into making them. But nothing was invented. I'll start by reading a poem from an early master of poetry who has hitherto been unrecognized, F.W. Wall, W-O-L-L. The author of a monumental treatise called The Silo in California, published in 1915 by the California State Agricultural Department as a grant. The Silo. The silo must be deep. The walls of the silo must be rigid and strong. The stave silo is easily built, but suffers from splitting along the seams. Brick or stone is preferred. Once sealed in the silo, silage will keep indefinitely. Keep silage in the silo level, then silage will improve as the silo is empty. Beet tops are siloed in Europe. Other material mentioned as cowpeas, vetches, apple, pumice, sorghum, bagasse, sugar, cane tops, hop vine, shock corn, and Hungarian grass. The non-saccharine sorghums, kaffir, milo, feta rita, etc.